You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds! Well, if I was you, I'd do something about it. I would get up and redeem myself in the eyes of my father, my maker, and my coach. Well, let's get those nerds!
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 Rhyme.
Andrew's in.
Yeah.
episode 130, the Nerd Edition. Fuck Sheldon. I said that last night, but it was barely coherent.
Barely salvageable because we were so chicaned.
This guy passed out at 11 p.m. with the mic in his hand. Trying to make this episode. So it's the next day. It's rainy as fuck. We're in SAC.
Yeah, it's shitty as fuck, bro.
Nerds are cool in 2017. The world's gone crazy.
Nerds been cool for a while now, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's crap. Fuck the nerds. I'm a former Jocko Plunker guy. So, yeah, nerds suck.
And who wears glasses?
Big Bang Theory can like kiss a nerd. My ass. I'm blind as fuck, though, so... Anyway, you're going to hear some pro-nerd songs, some anti-nerd songs. Many nerd tunes in this edition.
No nerds were actually heard in the making of this film.
Unfortunately. Anyway, we just woke up. Once again, 8 o'clock. Holy shit. No matter how late I stay up, 8 o'clock is the time.
It's our podcast level of dedication right there. As soon as we wake up. Still mostly drunk from the night before.
That's we're right. Like, I'm drinking
fire
backs.
Up the board, bro. Let's record.
Brah. We didn't make it to the mushroom bar.
We'll make it there. Don't you worry.
Someday.
America. Planet Earth.
I think we've been in there once, and it was the darkest, dingiest, horriblest.
Yeah.
Sacramento bar experience.
Changed ownership recently, so. It's, last time I was down there was actually... quasi-decent dive bar.
All right.
There wasn't like some, you know, mentally handicapped guy in a wheelchair.
You're yawning.
Feed me a jar of urine.
This guy's yawning. All right, nerds. Apparently you're cool now. So.
Yawning, wiping sleepy crust out of my eyes.
What the hell, dude? Why are nerds cool? Rhyme.
Well, they're cool because they run technology companies and have millions of dollars.
Zuckerberg, especially Apple. Fuck Apple. Fuck Steve Jobs. If they make another Steve Jobs movie, I'm going to lose it.
For a guy
Seth Rogen as Wozniak.
For a guy who just wasn't interesting, like there really isn't much to his story. Like,
yeah, he was a dick that made iTunes and Apple and
exactly like
the
okay.
iPod. And
so you're kind of an asshole who is so hyper focused on work that everything else didn't matter. Except for whatever it was you were working on. Wow.
Kicked off the board at one point and came back. Great movie.
Really
Nod.
An admirable person. Really, honestly.
So anyway, like I said, in the 90s, Apple computers never gave me a Woody. Rhyme.
Oh, no. That's because Pixar made Woody.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And digital treason.
First day of college. I wish my father was alive to see this.
Hey!
How long have you been back there?
3 days.
Says nerds get out.
What is a nerd?
We are.
Rocket Ajax to bring
He's a nerd, you've heard the word, a dorkomaniac. He's a prat, he's a geek, a freak, he's one of those squarest tossers in the street, and everybody knows.
Dorkomania!
He's going insane, yeah. Be brainy,
but what's he gonna do when he gets there? Cause it's all
in ornithology. He's got a PhD. He's a masturbator taken to the first degree. Grand World Clusters champions, the Wally worships these. He's a bore, I've said before,
and we all agree. Dorkomania,
he's going insane, yeah.
I never met a more honorary, more mundane, yeah.
Dorkomania, Dorkomania, Dorkomania. We've never met a bloke so dull. So the silly sad gets surfing on the internet. He's out to find our soulmate, he's found nobody yet. Is there anybody out there that will be my pal? Oh, I don't need a nutter, just somebody I know how.
Dorkomania,
he's going insane, yeah.
I never met a more on you, it's more mundane, yeah. Dorkomania,
he's gotta be brainy, yeah.
But what's he gonna do when he gets there, cause it's all
more clear. Dirk Glenn more clear. Jungle, jungle. Merlin Production Company. Blackhawk International Branch. Present. I've been going around.
episode 130 coming at ya. DJ Gower's going for his coffee. He can't take it. A marathon of podcasting. We're coming at ya hard and fast. You can't touch us 7 years later. This is the Nerd Edition. Nerds.
Hard and fast, is that how you approach your marriage in the bedroom too?
No. Slow and steady, baby.
I'm a hard and fast guy. I won't lie.
Get the hell out of there as fast as you can.
That's not the mentality, but it was just like, oh, I gotta suck it out, I wanna be done.
Alright. He just wants to go to sleep, folks. But he's awake now at 8 in the morning on a Sunday in Sacramento.
Yeah. I got less than 6 to 8 hours of sleep both nights of this weekend. So, work should be lots of fun on Monday. He's digging through his fridge. I was up early watching children and drinking Bloody Marys yesterday before Matador got here. That was a good way to fire off the day, but... allowed it to come right off the rails at the end because
we recorded one talking segment. It was disgustingly hideous.
For this episode that we had to redo.
So anyway, we're redoing it. It's the morning
because I literally passed out holding the microphone.
I gotta drive back to fucking Chico in time for the playoff games.
Yeah, yep. NFL playoffs are happening as we record this.
Slave to the NFL. So. Anyway, nerds, they are not.
Some are. Like those analytics guys.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't have anything against nerds, per se, as like a specific group.
Well, once you brought up the tech company
entity.
Thing, fuck those guys.
Well, right, but it's the entitled nerd or whatever that really thinks he's not a nerd because of his successes. And you're like, no. That doesn't make you not a nerd, dude. It just means that people are more cool with it because you're paying their way.
Yeah, we're bitter old men that missed the boat on the tech bullshit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we did.
We just drank.
Fucking turn back time.
Make a crappy podcast and pay $10 a month to Podbean. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we did with our technological prowess.
Gonna give a shout out to a little show called Noisy on Vice. Viceland, it's a channel. You should check it out if you have a DirecTV. Or it might be on Comcast.
Yeah, and I believe DJ Matador has now promoted that on all 6 episodes that we've recorded this
year. Of course
this
I have. Anyway,
all about it.
Oakland, all the tech nerds are moving in and kicking out all the ethnicities.
Well, I mean, that's what happened in San Francisco long before, you know? So,
and the rent's going up because these tech fucks are just, you know,
right,
buying everything up, and it's just...
So, in like the 50s and 60s, there was a big economic boom that drove a lot of people to San Francisco. Well, there was a lot of culture and diversity in San Francisco, and that boom pushed a lot of those people out, and they moved to Oakland, right? And so for me as a kid growing up, it was always like San Francisco is kind of like the whitewashed, safe place city, while Oakland was the real deal, nitty gritty. And it's just funny to see that the thing that Oakland used to pride itself on or whatever, that it was the, you know, the bedroom community of San Francisco and whatnot, like... Nowadays, it can't do that either. It's being absorbed into that San Francisco bubble and pushing all of those people to, like, Fremont and Richmond.
Exactly. So, yep, so, the whole nerd tech bullshit.
Yeah, and just how it affects the landscape of the area. And, you know, it just really it changes an entire culture and an entire way of... people do things.
Someone's
there.
Wearing his Back to the Future shoes, which I've seen in public, actually.
Seriously?
On some hipster fucking Chico.
What a fucking...
Or riding his hoverboard, which isn't really a hoverboard.
Yeah, that one I was like, whoa, how can you even call that a hoverboard? You're not even fucking hovering, for one. Yeah, you're on
it's
wheels.
Garbage. It's
it
garbage,
should be called
man.
A rolly board or something. What the fuck?
All right, some more nerd tracks
suckers.
Coming at you. So, nerd out, rhyme.
Suckers for treason.
Let that little punk beat you up?
Peter, you should be more sympathetic. Remember, you had a bully too when you were his age.
Yeah, you're right. Randy Fulcher used to pants me every chance he got. My book report is on the giving tree.
Nerd!
Randy!
Nerd!
Randy!
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Really, really white and
first
nerdy.
At MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40, I'll just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Dude, the calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too
nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white.
Just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Friends, and we're all having a good time. We been. Then I realized that somehow I found them.
The nerd has sex with the fly girl.
Oh. I can't believe I'm having sex with a nerd. I hope he doesn't tell anybody.
I can't wait to tell somebody.
Now the big question. Do I just lay here moan and make him think he's Ricky Martin? Or do I go for mine? Oh, I don't want to scare him though. He looks so happy.
This is the happiest day of my life!
Okay, enough of this. Come on, baby. Let me get on top.
Okay. Damn! She ain't looked that heavy before. She must have been hiding 40 pounds in that ass. I hope I can handle it. Come on, boy. Hold on strong! Hold on strong!
Alright, now we're talking. This man's got some decent dick. Too bad he doesn't know how to use it.
What do I do?
Come on, baby. You like this pussy? You like this pussy?
She's got the money. She said pussy. Oh, my God. She's going to make me come. I don't want to come yet. Oh, Lord, I don't want to come yet.
You better not come yet, nerd.
Maybe she wants me to come. Maybe she's getting hers.
I'm not getting mine. I'm getting sore knees.
I gotta think of something that won't make me come. A baseball, Cecil Fielder's ass, my balls, Ernest Shavers, I got it, Biz Markie, and When Harry Met Sally.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Yeah. I know you need a little background clear, though, about your boy Deltron Zero, your hero. In 3030, we ain't in the clear, though. Near toast, doing too much, who to trust? In a land so scandalous and grand, even the president got his hand in the contraband. They done control the band of information, leading the education to a brainwave pulsating. They said, fuck the environment. For so long, the environment said, fuck y'all. Okay, now we in the cobra clutch. Once the planet fold up, blow up, you know what? Mother Nature must have saved us, cause look, we still stayed here. But much was lost, we lost touch with the source. To get back, there was a hero, Jet Black, who was kin to the previous champion in 3030, but now it's 4010. From the ashes, I am rising. The new style was Deltron Osiris. If you can buy this, let's go along and see how we go so far. The road is gone. Osiris, I'm here in the afterlife. In the future, we're brothers, will have to fight. Everybody, call it a scramble. Full-scale chaos, reckless abandon. Cats will sell they hand for a handgun. Follow your commander, though you can't stand them. No planning, wild and dangerous. Anger just permeate. So we learn to take hostility with a grain of salt and step out the way, cause it ain't our fault. Bank vaults, blown to smithereens. Whatever's left is left for the fiends. But you better not mess with the team. Deltron and Dan, we melt foes to ash. They're in the flash, not in the pan. It's all in the plan, in a lawless land. Just so y'all can understand, I got a legacy to chase. Live up the fam. Who was kin to the previous champion in 3030, but now it's 4010. From the ashes, I arise with the new stylist, Deltron Osiris. If you can buy this, let's go along and see how we go so far. The road is gone. Osiris, I'm here in the afterlife. In the future, we're brothers, we'll have to fight. Power. Now you've been devoured by sound waves, frequency with a deeper lead. Creep with me as I bail through the hood with unsavory types, most likely no good. In the eyes of society's visor, even though their enterprise is at a crisis, they've licensed, been revoked by the average trench coat, pulling out so you get smoked. Blah, like hickory sausage. Victory, come on, it's far from flawless. They ain't God, but their ways is pompous. Thinking they can stomp with the troops and contras, but just let loose a stupid monster, unable to be contained. It's too late, they launched it with no promotion. So now we revolt and insult, they salt and with explosive voltage. Now into the previous champion in 3030, but now it's 4010. From the ashes, I arise with the new stylist, Deltron Osiris. If you can buy this, let's go along and see how we go so far. The road is gone. Osiris, I'm here in the afterlife. In the future, we're brothers, we'll have to fight. Kaboom! Guess that must spell doom. You wish to defeat me? Me with your people, mind. See you, Mars. Fucking with me, Deltron Osiris. Vamp put me on, we gon' live long. That's what it is. Now, next meeting is underground in the West Matrix, underneath the Statue of Liberty's remains. Now, I'ma scramble the frequency being transmitted over the pirate communications matrix. Because there was word that the rebel trolls from the new sector have secured nodes within the matrix. Shh, don't say nothing, you gon' creep up on it tonight, okay?
Next time your parents fight, I'll meet you on the roof. I'll be there when you need me, when you see me, that's the proof. Every time you're feeling lonely, like you haven't got a friend. If you're feeling disrespected, then your honor, I'll defend. Everybody's at a party, and I'm left up to my lonesome. If suddenly your parents say, hey, why don't we...
Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you with the Nerds Edition.
Episode 130 coming at you 7 years later. We're still bringing it to you.
Like never before.
We're music nerds.
We are music nerds.
I hate popular nerd culture, though, in 2017. Sheldon, fuck that guy.
The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, my old lady loves the show. She watches it religiously. I sit there, and yeah, not funny.
Yeah, no. Like,
Roseanne actor guy.
Yeah, the boyfriend from the
that guy's like not hateable, but the rest of them, come on, dude.
Yeah, it's
you're 40 years old and you're the nerdiest.
Pretending like you're in a college dorm, or I don't even understand the premise of that show.
Professors, but still, it's like
oh, gotcha. So it's like
they go to the comic book store.
Now, professor.
Just like, come on, dude.
Were they professors from the beginning, or were they students?
Students.
So they started as students,
yes,
and then
I
the show
so.
Stayed popular, so now they're professors.
They're going to the comic book shop.
Of course.
And they're 40. Does that really happen?
Well, you know, it's nice to know that those kind of nerds were able to support their own culture well enough to keep comic book stores alive.
Oh, yeah, comic books. That's
but nerds like us couldn't fucking keep music stores alive,
no.
Record stores alive.
That's true. We did pay our $17, which I previously mentioned in another episode, for a fucking Lagwagon album or whatever it was at Sam Goody.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when CDs first came out, and it was like... like, holy shit, dude.
In the 80s. Laserdiscs. That was another thing.
Well, it came... they would come in this, like...
we're so old.
The CD would come in this, like, plastic contraption that elevated the disc. So, like, the disc wasn't just in a rack like they are now. They were in these big plastic things, so they were sitting up high in a rack because they had to put them in the same kind of racks that records used to be in. So they put them in this big, long fucking sheath of plastic or whatever and, like... you're like, oh my god, like you see an album cover and you look at it and you'd be like, I don't know, man, 1999 in 1991, right? So it was costing you $20 in 1991 to buy one CD.
Like, I always stuck to the tapes. I was a tape man.
Well, of course,
end.
Yeah, because it was affordable and a realistic purchase. And in a sense, CDs helped that, bring the prices of tapes down so that we could afford to get stuff or take a risk on something. And if you were going to take a risk, you were more likely to get it on tape because it was cheaper, and if it sucked, you didn't care.
Now there's a digital library of a million songs thanks to Apple and Steve Jobs. Fuck that guy.
Well, really, thanks to Napster.
Or Napster,
and sorry,
Facebook,
and sorry
all those
Napster
fucking dicks.
Them getting so
nerdy
fucked
dicks.
In the whole deal. That wasn't really their fault, but it's cool.
Metallica came after him. Anyway, we're closing out the
fuck
show.
Metallica.
Thanks for listening. And yeah, nerds.
Metallica's a bunch
they're
of
cool
fucking
in 2017.
Nerds.
We aren't cool.
No.
We're
no.
So far from cool at this point with our drinking and
yeah, we are
music
we are
selections.
We are morally bankrupt.
That's right. We're the most uncool people possible. Misfits in this 2017. Retarded technologically advanced bullshit. So,
although I gotta say, like, I work in a tech field or whatever, and so I work with technology, let's put it that way. And holy shit, dude, there's some stuff that's like I gotta kind of like be on the forefront of what's emerging technologies and know what's going on. There's some really cool shit that's out there, like on Kickstarter and whatever. And it's
sex
like this
robot?
No, it's like we're at a point now where like tech is no longer completely dorkified. It's not all nerdy. It's not all
yeah, it's cool
nerd tech or whatever. Like we have to utilize tech and science, but we integrate it into things that are cool and fun and make them like even cooler. Like recently, there was a company, I believe they just went bankrupt before they could actually launch because their demand was so high, but they couldn't meet the suppliers, and so they actually ended up having to close. But it was like a drone company that you held this little device in your hand or like strapped it onto your wrist or something. You could throw a drone up into the air, and it would just track your movements based on that little thing on your wrist. And so like you could, when you're skiing or something, you could fucking boom at the top of the mountain, throw it up into the air. Ski down the mountain just like you normally would, and this fucking drone would follow you the whole time and fly around you and film you. Like, that's some cool shit right there.
drones dropping bombs overseas in the Middle East.
Thanks, Obama.
It's a daily occurrence. And drones spying on you in your backyard.
Thanks, Trump.
I'm kind of anti-drone, buddy. Sorry to say.
Well, no, I think that if you're using it for your own individual purpose, you know, like a GoPro, right? It's like a GoPro drone, right?
I hear you.
And so in that sense, I'm totally cool with it. Now, what you're talking about? No. That's some fucking wacky tagging crazy shit.
Chico but. Heat game. Drones flying over our head. Two or three of them. It was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Maybe that should be your new band name, Drone Strike.
Drone Strike Blues.
Oh, there you go. There's a song title.
Drone Strike Blues. All right, so we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
Hit in Syria.
All you nerdy bastards, this goes out to y'all.
Fuck y'all. All y'all. If you don't like it, fuck you too.
Blow me.
Right.
All right, nerds. And nerdy treason.
A fucking ball.
What an idiot.
Fuck it. I'm gonna get another beer. You guys want one?
All right.
Two, please.
Oh, boy. Hello? Yeah, cool. We're all just hanging out. All right. Bye-bye.
Who's that? Some chicks?
No, it was my neighbor. His robot's coming over.
What?
Yeah, he built a robot a while ago, and the robot came out gay.
Yo, we're out of Henny Buffers, so I grabbed a couple of goose heads.
Okay, that's cool.
Wait, so the robot's gay?
Gay robot's coming over?
Yep.
Oh, dude, you gotta see this. He's insane with football stats.
No way.
It's open.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, good to see you, gay robot.
Gay robot in the house.
Word up. What's the score, fuckers?
Giants are eating shit in the third quarter. It's 24-8 Miami.
Don't worry. The Giants have phenomenal fourth quarter numbers.
Really?
They'll come back and win by three.
All right.
I love it.
Fuck you guys.
Sorry, buddy.
Who's the new guy?
Oh, that's my friend, John.
Hey, John. Sweet hat.
Thanks. What's going on?
You know, just chilling. Can I suck your dick?
What?
No. He's okay, gay robot.
That was funny.
The gay robot gets a little horny because he doesn't know any gay robot.
Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot. Sex robot, sex
coming
robot.
To your town.
Sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot.
Do you wanna get down?
Sex robot, 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 sex robot.
Still fucking out there.
What does he want?
Did you call the police?
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Hey there.
Can we help you?
How did he get here?
How did you get here?
What does he want?
What do you want?
He wants sex.
fatal tragedy. Not for all the units in this mad machinery. Not for broken contacts in emotional chemistries. With an iron fist and a rosy gun, we are sheltered under the gun. In the glory game of the power train, thy kingdoms will be done. And the things that we fear are
rhyme.
Andrew's in.